Yes, Bryce Gibbs was the number one draft pick back in 2006. Mick and Ed, as you very well know, last year put together an unbelievable season, winning the John Nicholls medal for the Carlton Best and Fairest, turned himself into one of the absolute elite players in the game. A very, very consistent performer. He captained his side for the first time against Collingwood at Bendigo on the weekend. He joins us on Triple M. Good to chat to you, Bryce.
Good morning, boys.
How's your summer been, Bryce? You're out and about, looking fit on the weekend. How are you feeling heading into the season?
Yeah, feeling really good. Been another tough summer, as it always is. And yeah, I'm feeling really good and looking forward to getting the season underway.
The most impressive pre-season training exercise I saw was actually Mick Malthouse riding that bike up Mount Buller. Were you there for that?
I was there for that. He, it was a pretty good effort by him. It was pretty steep and it was over about 30 Ks. Yeah. So to get up there was a pretty good effort.
The first time he undertook that, I think he was on a penny farm. Back in about
1860. He beat some of the players as well, so that's
changed stuff. Good on him.
Knocked off a few of the players. Now, Bryce, you've had a bit going on. Before we get into the serious footy stuff, you took part in the GQ Menswear Runway on Friday as part of the Melbourne Fashion Festival. Is that a little career path that you might head down post-footy?
I'm not sure if it's a career path for me going past footy, but yeah, it is something a little bit different. I know Andrew Walker's very excited for Friday to come around. That's sort of right up his alley, so... it is something a bit different, but something we're looking forward to.
What are you wearing, Bryce?
I'm not sure. We're getting kitted up on the night, so it's a bit of a surprise for us. But we'll see what happens.
That's the GQ Menswear Runway Friday as part of Virgin Australia Melbourne's Fashion Festival. And speaking of fashion, mate, you've gone the new hairdo.
Yeah, running something a little bit different. I've sort of changed it up the last few years, and it's funny. I sort of look back every 2 years and go, what was I thinking? We're having that hairstyle.
Yeah, well, stand by for the next 2 years.
I was going to say, I wouldn't wait 2 years on this one, Brycey. I reckon you might have. Look, it's the top knot. Is that the sort of
it's a bun on top of your head, basically.
What's going on, Brycey?
To be sure, I'm not too sure what it is, but I'm going to give it a run for another few weeks, and if I continue not getting a kick, I'll get rid of it.
Now, I remember your dad, Ross, very well, premiership player for Glenelg, and he almost had an afro. It was a sort of a clean cut, very much a short back and side.
The old days, the original days of football, the only hair option was a comb over.
KB style.
And then the 70s hit and the perm hit. Remember the perm?
The perm.
Big Gary Dempsey had a perm. No, his was a natural, but a few of them went the...
Big Demps had the perm.
Big Demps had the perm. Umpire Ian Robinson, when he ran out the first day with a perm, that got a good cheer from the crowd.
Carberry? Was he have a perm?
No, I think his was natural, umpire Carberry.
Have you had a call from Dad, Ross, Bryce, just saying, come on, young Bryce, what's happening with the bun on top of your head?
Yeah, he's not that happy with it, but he's starting to lose a bit of his hair, so he can't say too much at the moment.
Maybe we should go the Princess Leia and just have one on either side. Just get rid of the top bun and go the either side.
I'll say that for the next 2 years.
A good hit out against my boys on Sunday. It was a great day up there in Bendigo, wasn't it? It was fantastic oval, and the atmosphere was sensational.
Yeah, you're right. You nailed it. The atmosphere was fantastic, and little boutique, little stadium. The ground was in fantastic nick, and it's a perfect afternoon for footy. So,
and what about Jamo's big barrels from full back? They were monsters. I watched that game hoping for an accident, and then all of a sudden I'm delighted to see two of the biggest barrels I've ever seen in a game of football that stretched out over the centre square.
Yeah, it's a bit different for Mick. Usually he doesn't hit him as well as that. So, he got onto a couple with the wind and, they ended up past the centre circle. So that was pretty impressive.
Hey, Bryce, you spent a lot of time with Mick Malthouse. Any advice for my colleague at Channel 7's Mark Stevens? Is there a different approach for Steve-O this year? Because we sit up there in the commentary box and we go, oh, don't do it, Steve-O. What should he do? How does he get back on side with Mick?
Yeah, I don't know. He might have to shout him a coffee or shout him lunch or something before the season kicks off and try and get in his good books. But look, I think Mick might be a bit more reserved this year. We all know how passionate he is about the game, and after you lose, it can be a bit frustrating for him. But look, I don't think he'll be too grumpy or as grumpy as he has been in the past. Hopefully this year.
Well, a big game this Sunday at Etihad, 4:10 start for Carlton and Geelong. So a great game. And for the Carlton supporters, have been a bit slow out of the blocks with the membership this year. They're pushing hard now. They showed a bit on the weekend, the Blues. And Mick's going to be nice to the media and smile. And
I don't want to see that. I love his press conferences.
Yeah, I think
they are almost worth going. If you could buy tickets to get in and see that live, I'd have a large Coke, a large popcorn. I'd be sitting in there waiting for Mick Muldaus.
You should ask a few questions.
It's my favourite moment of Saturday night.
Isn't
watching Steve-O roll in and
here we go.
Good luck with that.
Funny. Blues need 5,000 new members. They've got 5 in 5. Sign up by Thursday. And if you quote this man's number, Bryce Gibbs's number, you will get 10% off your membership. So there you go. You've got it right. Is this the number I've got it right there?
This is Bryce Gibbs's membership number.
Oh, his membership number.
You've got to quote this. 218-1826. Sounds like winning the lottery. 218-1826.
Well, you got to write that down.
You got to write that down. 218-1826. We'll get it out on Twitter. You get 10% off your membership or call 1300 Carlton. Hey, Bryce, thanks for joining us. Good luck.
No worries, boys. Cheers.
Go on, Bryce. Well done, buddy.
He's the star of the competition, Bryce Gibbs.
He's a good player, isn't he?
He had a good year last year. All bodes well.
And stayed with the Blues, too. Had plenty of opportunities to go back to Adelaide. So he showed he was of the right stuff. So for all the Carlton supporters out there who have been a bit undecided, come on, we need you to support the big clubs in this town. And Carlton's figures not quite where they need to be. So
listen
to the insincerity.
What?
You've been lukewarm on your membership.
I like seeing Carlton struggling, but I want them struggling so much that we can't play it.
Have a listen to the lack of sincerity. Carlton fans, you've been pretty weak.
I've seen what happened with Celtic and Rangers in Scotland. Once you haven't got the people that you really hate, you lose a bit. So we need Carlton to be there.
Buy your membership.
So we can beat you up.
Well, you've got to hate, Are you looking forward to round one?
Round one? Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Richmond Carlton. On the Thursday?
Richmond Carlton, yeah. And they've taken the gate. They've taken how low? Not since you took the gate round one.
No.
Don't start this.
Don't open this old wound up. Hey, mate, this is a bit of karma. The karma bus running you blokes over at Richmond.
Now you're going Richmond. Short-term
idiot decisions.
Game hasn't started yet.
That's
season
it.
Hasn't started.
Cost you.
You're already running out of friends.
Yeah, you would have been playing us for the last 5 years, putting the money in your pocket. Bad luck.
It's 8:08.
Copped your right way.
I reckon footy's not far away here. Triple M's top breakfast.
Idiots. Takes 3 years into a 5-year plan again.
Orchestra.